Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Owen O'Hare in the Business Post reports that the number of electricity customers behind on their bills fell in January. The Commission for Regulation of Utilities reported that 209,000 domestic electricity accounts were in arrears in January, or 9% of all customers. This is down from 11% in December, representing a drop of 35,000. Just over one in five customers, however, were behind in their gas bills in the same month. 22% of domestic gas customers were in arrears in January, unchanged since December and November, and only slightly below the 24% peak reached between April and August last year. Government support in the form of energy credits, a mild winter and a reduction in energy prices all likely contributed to this, as well as the hardship funds set up by certain suppliers, according to Dara Cassidy from bunkers.ie. John Burns in the Irish Independent reports that there has been a surge in house building in the first quarter of this year, which analysts say is probably related to a waiver on development levies that is due to expire in 2 weeks' time. Last April, the Department of Housing announced a one-year waiver on levies payable to local councils for new residential developments and launched a refund scheme for the Éireann water connection charges. This means builders did not have to pay local authority development contributions for any residential projects started between April last year and April this year. The projects must be completed by December 31st next year in order to qualify. The idea is to incentivise the speedy completion of new homes, with the government estimating that the waiver, along with the refund of water connection charges, should shave an average of €12,500 off the average cost of building a new home. And finally, Owen Burke Kennedy in the Irish Times reports that the switch to electric motoring appears to have hit a speed ramp, with the number of new licensed electric vehicles, or EVs, down almost 10% in the first quarter. The Central Statistics Office figures show that new EV licensed vehicles, a proxy for sales, a total 6,780 in the first 3 months of 2024. It was 9.7% down on the 7,500 recorded in the same period last year. The take-up of EVs has been frustrated by concerns over the fast degradation of batteries and the slow rollout of charging stations. Both factors contribute to a range anxiety among drivers.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.